I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Take your money and get out.
You know, Ed, if I thought you weren't my friend, I just don't think I could bear it.
Who's the best pilot?
No, I think I can figure that one out on my own.
I heard that about you. You like to work alone.
It all sounds like some bad movie.
Welcome to Radio Labyrinth.
Hope you're having a good week. Thank you again to our guest last week, Miss Valen Hall, Aunt Tiffany, who was featured quite a bit in the most recent episode of the show. That was, I think, the most ridiculously fun episode so far this season. But I could be wrong. What'd you guys think?
It definitely felt like home. This one felt like them.
Yeah.
They're up to their shenanigans.
But it was the family unit all together. Yeah. I started watching the episode in the morning before I took Gilbert to school. So he was sitting next to me having his breakfast, and I started the episode.
Why is that man water skiing naked?
He didn't see. As soon as I saw it, and I'm like, uh-oh, and I shut it off. And I sent Valen an email, and I said, note, don't watch this with your four-year-old. He wrote back, I told you it's not a family show. A lot of wiener action, a lot of dad jizz at the end of the episode, which was, I think, it didn't stop. From the beginning to the very end of the show, it was just laugh, 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 laugh.
You could tell when he was water skiing that those were nude pants, is nuts.
And then you contrast that with the character that Walton is playing on White Lotus. My God, he has so much range in that character. We'll talk maybe a little bit about that, or maybe we should just talk about it next week. I got all caught up, so I'm going to watch the
Piper. No,
yeah, Piper. No, we will say okay. So next week, the White Lotus. It'll be the final episode of the season. 8 episodes. The speculation, who will die? Will it be just one person? Will it be multiple persons? Because remember in the first episode, there's a mass shooting going on, right? They're being robbed or something. And I haven't really figured it out.
I personally think it'll probably be Malfoy. He's kind of had it in for himself from the beginning.
He lost the gun, though.
He did lose the gun that he stole.
Yeah, but it'll be something like how Jennifer... it where, you know, he'll find the gun, and finding the gun, it'll accidentally go off in his face or something.
Well, I think what's going to happen, and these are my predictions. Jeff, you say yours first.
I think Atok's going to die.
Why do you think Atok's going to die?
Just because it would be the most tragic. He's like the most noble, nice character.
Yeah, that shouldn't die.
Yeah.
Well, I have two predictions, and one of them's closely related to Atok. I think he's going to accidentally shoot Mook.
Yeah, that would be bad, too.
Yeah.
Or I think that Saxon will eat the fruit, the suicide fruit.
Yeah, they've been setting that up a lot.
Yeah, it's kind of a Chekhov's
fruit. Make it into a smoothie.
Yes. Yeah, you're right. Or Parker Posey, but I don't think she's going to die.
No, she just needs to get rid of that horrible accent.
This is bad.
No.
Because you need your family. You do. Most people don't have good values.
Who did you meet with a boat?
Piper, no. We'll talk more about that episode, the final episode, next week on the show.
settle down.
Shut up. Take your money and get out. You know, Ed, if I thought you weren't my friend, I just don't think I could bear it.
Who's the best pilot?
No, I think I can figure that one out on my own.
I heard that about you. You like to work alone.
It all sounds like some bad movie.
We're plastic soldiers in the miniature dirt war! Come on!
How many of you people know you're alive?
I like you, Clarence. Always have. Always will.
You can be my wingman anytime.
Bullshit. You can be mine.
Stones changed when they played here.
Yeah. Why don't you change your name to, Sydney or Irving Manzarek? It's just a word.
Hey, man.
I didn't think you had it in you.
I'm your huckleberry.
Why, Johnny Ringo. You look like somebody just walked over your grave.
Rest in peace, Val Kilmer. He hasn't, he's been sick for a long time, but he had throat cancer. So
That
really sad documentary from a couple of years back talked about his life. But he was right there. He was right there in the 80s in all those fun movies that we enjoyed going to, and the 90s and 2000s. But when did we first really see him? Was it Real Genius?
Top Secret. Real
Top Genius. Secret, yeah.
Top Secret was before Real Genius?
I think so.
Yeah. Oh, no, Top Gun, right? Top Gun would have
Top
been.
Top Gun was after Real Genius.
Okay.
Yeah, well, I think that one led to the other.
Maybe. Yeah.
Yeah. The Doors movie, of course. Willow.
Death next to love is a trivial thing. Your touch is worth 100,000 deaths.
Kiss, kiss, bang, bang.
You were just being used. Shave a couple million off of Colin Farrell's price tag. I'm sorry, Chief. There it is. I mean, I understand if you want to take a swing.
Heat.
I never saw it.
You want to talk about it?
No, I can't talk about it.
Hey, I just saw Heat.
Heat? I saw that 6 years ago.
I want to talk about it now.
I've seen clips and watched. I tried to watch it one time. It's a Michael Mann movie, so odds are it's going to be boring.
It's great.
It is great. Maybe
it's
I should
not get boring.
Not at all. No.
No. It's a lot of slow motion, though, right? Like Michael Mann does a lot.
It was. It really captured the. The gunfight in it is probably one of the best gunfights ever filmed, mm-hmm. in my opinion. Island of Dr. Moreau, not one of his best, but an interesting movie to be stuck in.
The movie where he's a cop and he's on an Indian reservation and he's
Thunderheart.
Yeah, I actually liked Thunderheart.
I did, too.
The greatest role of his entire career, Doc Holliday in Tombstone.
We started a game we never got to finish. Play for blood, remember?
I was just fooling about.
I wasn't.
Yeah, goes without saying. Salt and Sea was also
good. Yeah, Salt and Sea was really good.
Yeah, but he didn't say, why, Johnny Ringo, you look just walked over your grave. Fantastic. Rest in peace, Val Kilmer. Oh, yeah, and Batman. He was Batman for...
Yeah, he was a Batman.
Purely professional.
You're trying to get under my cape, Doctor?
A girl can't live by psychoses alone.
It's the car, right? Chicks love the car.
And it sucks that he made it through the cancer, and that wasn't what killed him. It was pneumonia.
Oh, pneumonia?
Yeah. He had gotten past the cancer for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And he was just, his body wasn't strong enough to withstand the pneumonia that he had.
That sucks. Well, we may lose it again. We may lose TikTok, guys. We may lose TikTok this time around.
Yeah, who cares? Everything's in the shitter.
Why? You don't like it? You don't like TikTok anymore?
Yeah.
The girls you follow no longer on?
Stock market crashed.
Oh, how many stocks do you own? TikTok, who's going to own it? Is it going to be Amazon? Or is it going to be OnlyFans? It's already a pipeline for OnlyFans, right? Like the TikTok girls get on there. They can't promote it. But once, if it goes to OnlyFans, you know they'll be able to promote it on there.
Yeah, I think it'll probably be Amazon.
Is China going to sell it?
Or yeah, they don't want to sell it.
ByteDance going to sell it. And if that happens, well, then it's reels, reels all day.
I'm kind of over the whole losing TikTok. That kind of cried wolf the last time, you know.
Yeah.
You know, this time I'm not so disheartened by it possibly going away.
I don't look at it as much as I used to, because after that pause that they did, the algorithm changed a little bit. There's maybe five or six accounts I really like to watch. I really like to watch that Amish girl. Do you guys know who I'm talking about?
No.
Oh, yeah, the cooking girl. Yeah, you talked about her last time. Yeah,
she's really cool. And, you know, a lot of the stuff that she makes is like, oh, this has lard and sugar in it. And that's the way things should be. Lard, sugar, and flour. Those are the good things. But, yeah, you get it, Reels is just as good as TikTok is. And plus you get a variety. And Meta is better at knowing what you're looking at or searching for, because they'll just start feeding it to you. I just started watching this AI channel. Everything is AI. And I don't know if I should promote it, because it's insensitive.
How can you be so insensitive?
I'm not insensitive.
It's insensitive. It's called Fat Fellas.
Fat Fellas.
Mm-hmm. And I don't like any of the videos because I don't want people to see that I like them. It's a portly African-American gentleman. And it's called Fat Fellas, and they explore and they invent things. But anyway, I'll just leave it there. If you want to look at it, look at it. I'm not recommending it. Or I found it mildly amusing, and then I caught myself. This is not proper to laugh at, Tim. It's not for you. But if it's for you, then I hope you enjoy it. And don't put any clips of it in here.
Here are some stories that we've been following at the Radio Labyrinth News Desk.
I want to talk about Heat now.
You want to talk about Heat? Now I'm going to actually have to watch it, because why?
They finished the screenplay for Heat 2.
Heat 2?
Based on the book that came out.
Is anyone cast?
I haven't heard if it's started casting yet, but Michael Mann wrote the screenplay.
Jim Gaffigan should be in it. Because that's probably my favorite joke of his. You can't have Al Pacino and De Niro are not going to be in this, right? Unless they're like...
I don't know anything. The book's been out for a while. I don't know anybody that's talked about it, though.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, De Niro definitely won't be in it.
No.
Spoiler alert.
Why won't he? Oh, because he dies in the...
Yeah. He gets riddled at the airport.
It's okay that you spoiled it for me.
It's only 30 years old. Yeah.
I just found out there's going to be Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, too.
No, yes. That was an April Fool's joke.
Was it?
The David Fincher thing?
Yeah.
Oh, that's true?
That was an April Fool's joke.
Damn it, I fell for that.
I did too. This year's April Fool's was different, wasn't it?
Yeah, it couldn't be what's going on in the real world.
Yeah, it was weird. It was like,
Mm-hmm.
And then speaking of April 1st, Kevin Smith is re-releasing, finally, Dogma back into the theaters. And he happened to make the announcement on April 1st, which had everybody scratching their heads and thinking that it was an April Fool's joke from 2 years ago when he did the same thing. But he actually is releasing it, and it's going to be out on June 5th nationwide. But on Easter, he is starting his tour, and it's going to be one of those kind of things where he goes around, does the movie,
he's going to afterwards. Sugarloaf Cinemas or whatever in Lawrenceville.
Are you going to go?
Yeah, it's a Wednesday. It's hard to do shit on Wednesdays.
But we've got radios going.
Yeah?
What, Tracy? She already bought tickets.
Why don't we ever get him on? He won't do our show, will he? He's just too famous, right?
He might, promoting this. I'll try to get a message over, because I'm still on the board, and he owns now. They completely own and run the Facebook group that I was admin for.
Ask Jordan.
I'll send a message to Jordan. I'll check with her and see if he might want to promote it for the live
show. He'll remember meeting me in 2005.
You remember me?
I think we sat next to him when we watched Clerks 2, Tim Fraser and I, from the old Regular Guys show.
Oh, that'd have been cool.
Yeah. I saw, okay, tell me this, because this is one of my stories. Was Dexter Original Sin being renewed for season 2 a April Fool's joke?
No.
Okay, good.
That was before April 1st.
Okay,
that news came out.
Yeah, there's a lot more they can do. Why not, right?
Yeah.
The more Dexter, the better, I say. considering that the upcoming new season of like current Dexter has 8,000 people in the cast.
Yeah, they just keep adding guest stars.
I know. And people that Dexter murdered are going to come back. They must be plaguing his conscience, I think.
Yeah, I think that's how John Lithgow and a lot of them are going to be, just like, you know, faceless voices in his head. Or
Jimmy Smits, he's going to be in it. Did you guys watch the Naked Gun?
Yeah.
I watched it like six times.
Hilarious.
It's good. It's better than I was thinking it was going to be.
Yeah, it looks really good, too. Looks
great. And then when they're kneeling in front of the photos of their dads, so you see Frank Drebin, and then you see George Kennedy's character. I forget the guy's name. And then they show the picture of OJ, and I guess it's OJ's kid, and he just goes, uh-uh.
It is a sequel. It's not a reboot.
Right.
Because he's Frank Drebin's kid, so yeah. That's...
Hopefully Priscilla will pop up being his mom. That's going to be interesting.
Yeah, that'd be funny.
She's still around.
South Park's got a new season. They've announced their new season.
How many episodes? 4?
No, I think this is actually going to be
a full season.
New season. Yeah, they're going to go back to the show format, I think.
Okay.
This next one. And they're going to, you know, it looks like there's going to be Diddy content, ketamine, and of course, the war against Canada. They can't not do since the movie.
Yeah.
The war against Canada. Well, we don't like Canada anymore, do we?
We don't like Canada. Canada is 51st state.
You being sarcastic.
Yeah, all right, good. I've been waiting for South Park for a while. Trey Parker has an untitled movie being produced, too, that I think it's called the Trey Parker Untitled Film Project or something. Heard of this?
Heard of this, Kevin?
Yeah, and I don't know when that's set to come out. I just saw it in my algorithm today, so I'll take a look at it. We'll pretty much watch anything that those guys do. The other story that I had is that there's going to be a Billy Joel documentary on HBO Max.
Yeah, I'll watch that.
Yeah, me too. What's this Tom Segura story?
That twisted Netflix comedy series, Bad Thoughts. He's doing his own sitcom series.
Yeah, it looks like it's going to be like I Think You Should Leave, kind of format. Where it's like short stories. He talked about this years ago. I think it's been made for a couple of years. This is the one where he sunk his own, like, he thought he was going to make his own like movie. And he was talking about it with Kevin Smith, and he ended up spending like a couple of $1 million of his own money on it. It's got the story of, one of the stories is country singer that's a mass murderer in one of the stories.
Where's the bodies, man?
And they use all of that lore in this story. Yeah.
And when does this start?
He plays multiple roles in this.
Oh, good.
In May.
May 13th.
Yeah.
When does season 4 of I Think You Should Leave come out? Aren't they working on that
right now? I think they're doing that chair factory show or whatever.
Yeah. First. The office knockoff thing.
Yeah.
Well, that'll be funny. And then he has that movie coming out with Paul Rudd.
Yeah, that looks really good.
Yeah.
There's some kind of convention going on right now because a lot of trailers are coming out. There was
CinemaCon. It's the one for all the distributors.
Okay.
Yeah, in Vegas. And so
that's where the Fantastic Four, a little more footage of that came out.
Yeah.
Right.
They see all the trailers, for the upcoming. So that way they, you know, it's so all the theater owners and everybody can kind of get a feel for what's going to come out in the next year.
Chris Gore seems to think that movie's not going to do well because it's going to be up against Superman. And he said he's a friend of his on the Film Threat.
Yeah, they've had screenings of Superman now already.
And yeah, there's some effects missing, but word is that it's going to be amazing and that they finally found a good Superman. Well, there have been other guys playing Superman that have been good. Still going to see Fantastic Four because that looks good. The movie that I have no interest in is Thunderbolts.
I'll be interested to see because it's going to tie together the story that's been kind of hanging on and tie everything up so that it can lead into Doomsday.
Which will be the
Avengers movie.
The Avengers movie with the X-Men in it.
It's going to introduce, it looks like from that 5-hour introduction they did of all the chairs.
Yeah.
It looks like it's going to have, you know, 30 plus comic characters in it, which makes sense for Secret Wars ultimately, but
yeah.
I'm excited about it just for the, you know, to see if they can pull it off. Now, the brothers that did the original Avengers, they did that Electric State thing on Netflix, and it
took me five days to watch that,
which sucks, man. That the artist that they based that whole thing on is such a good artist, and the artwork is amazing. And every time that they use his artwork to try to make a sci-fi series or movie, it just bombs.
Yeah.
Were you talking about that show Primal, Jeff, recently?
I don't think so.
What was the animated show that you liked so much that was...
Starving S.
Oh. Well, I thought it was this show. There's this show, Jendi Tartakovsky's Primal. Have you heard of this?
No.
Yeah, I thought this was the one you were talking about. I guess it's going to be, they're going to have a third season. I thought this is the one you were talking about. It's about a caveman whose family gets killed by these giant dinosaurs. And he's all pissed off and he goes out to try to kill dinosaurs. And he runs into a nest of Tyrannosaurus Rex, and he's going to kill the babies. But then the same dinosaurs that killed his kids kill this dinosaur's babies, and so he partners up with the dinosaur. But there's no dialogue.
Yeah.
It's just amazing. You know?
I watched it, and it was out in like 5 years ago.
Yeah. I just saw it the other day. I go, this is supposed to be the show.
Yeah. It was. People always thought it was Turok. It was like a knockoff of Turok they made the video game from. Yeah. But yeah, the Primal was great. But yeah, I didn't know that they had come up with a new season.
Well, they're working on it right now. I just happened to discover it, and I said, "Oh, this must be the show Jeff was watching." But what was the animated show that you
read? Arcane?
Must be the one that you recommended to Valenhall.
That was Arcane.
Yeah, man. Arcane.
That one's real kind of emotional. It can be very heartfelt. What was the one? Scavenger's Reign.
Oh yeah,
it was on Max. But now it's on Netflix, which is nuts.
Oh, it's not on. Yeah,
why do they keep jumping? It's made by the
same guy that made Common Side Effects.
Yeah, it was his first one. Yeah,
yeah,
and it's so good. I know you'd like it, Tim. It's just it looks like something out of like that we would have watched when we were kids.
Yeah, I tried to watch get Gilbert to watch Speed Racer the other day because it has cars in it, and he wasn't interested.
The movie's not bad for kids. It's a Wachowski movie, I think.
Yeah.
I brought Gilbert to the radio station last week and sort of tried to interview him. And you can hear a clip of it in Trambles, but he would get going and then he'd just look at me and go, "I can't do it." So, like, the stuff I cut out is, "Don't be like Daddy. You can do it. Don't wait till you're 30 to get confident in life. You can do it." What? But he's obsessed with Mr. Mistopheles from... Cats, so he sings that all the time.
Midnight and the kitties are sleeping.
You won't watch that. You won't listen to that song. You should listen to Memory. No, play Mr. Mistopheles again. I heard it 3 times going to work. At least let's listen to Scrimbleshanks. Hey, if you're in Conyers and you're hungry, or if you're in any part of the area near Conyers, Georgia, which is right outside of Atlanta, Georgia, and you're hungry and you want some really good pizza or gyros, why not check out Atlanta Pizza and Gyro? They've proudly been serving the East Metro Atlanta area for over 40 years. They're a great place to be this winter, and Atlanta Pizza and Gyro is ready for the holiday season. Now, no need to break traffic laws and smuggle it in from Texas, you bandits. Stop by AP&G and get $3.50 Coors Banquet stubby bottles and more. They've got the best gyros, pizzas and hot subs, and Greek and Italian specialties around. Stop by Monday through Friday, 11 to 9 p.m., and on Saturday from noon to 9 p.m. They are closed on Sundays. Tuesday nights, they have team trivia from 7 to 8:30. Bring your smartest friends and test your trivia knowledge against the best Conyers has to offer. And if it's just like Dustin, for example, you have a good chance of winning.
I wash my hair with their house dressing.
Or you put one of those caps on so it really soaks into your scalp.
Exactly. And then whatever drips out in the night makes like a lovely little 2 a.m. snack.
By the way, their food truck is on blocks until the end.
Oh, no.
No, for the winter. I'm sorry.
Oh, just for the winter season?
Yeah. All right. Hey, do you have a commercial or residential construction printing need? Well, what are you waiting for? Contact LDI Repro Printing of Athens. They've been in Athens, Georgia since 2005 with fast turnaround and affordable prices. Call 706-316-9366 or email them at athens@ldiline.com.
Guys, are you reading the online comments?
Gotta read some of these comments.
I'm loving your guys' comments.
You're reading your own comments?
Yeah, they're really good. I worked hard on them.
The secret is, don't read the comment card.
Start off with the poll that Dustin put up last week on our YouTube page. How are you feeling about the Righteous Gemstones final season so far? Good but bittersweet, 0%. Loving every minute, 10%. Not as funny as earlier seasons, 30%. And haven't watched it yet, but planning to at 60%. I'm in the 10% because I'm loving every minute of it.
Yeah, I don't. The first episode didn't have any laughs.
Yeah, that's true.
No. No. But it had Bradley Cooper.
Yeah.
He didn't need
it. So good.
It had a couple of chuckles.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
All right. King Reno Band says, great interview with Valen Hall. The Gemstones are the funniest thing on HBO. Keep it canon. The real Lucas McCoy said, awesome. Brett Perkins says, love you guys. Have for years. Thank you very much. Fuxi says, Howl is an excellent movie. Bosch is a fantastic series. Can't wait to see this new season. My new favorite phrase is toilet baby. Now, I think he brought up Bosch because I said I was interviewing Titus Weller. Yeah. And I did. I talked to him for about a half hour. And then I hopefully we'll get him on here, trying to work that out. But, you know, publicists are publicists.
He's on literally this week, too.
On what?
The Rob Lowe podcast.
Oh, I love that show.
Yeah.
I didn't hear, but, yeah, that's a good show. Rob Lowe is really good at doing the podcast.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a good host.
But Titus talks a lot about he does talk a lot about David Milch in our interview. And he talks a lot about Stephen Bochco. And we talk about how Prestige TV gets going. So you can check that out Saturday night, and I'll promote it more later. He's way more interesting than Gene Simmons was. Gene was very interesting.
Did you tell him until he canceled that tour, you were saving up to be his roadie?
I opened the interview with a question about completely ignored it. Like he didn't want to talk about it.
Right.
Could that be because all the people that did send in money have not received refunds yet?
Well, we are working on doing that. I am alive. I'm above ground. It's a great day to be alive. Like, for instance, I said, aside from Craig Gass, this is how I phrased the question. Aside from comedian Craig Gass, who do you think does the best vocal impersonations of the band? And he went, you mean impressions? I said, yeah. And he goes, well, there's a guy named Craig Gass. Yeah. And I wanted to talk to him about the Unmasked album, and he didn't care about hearing. I mean, I told him the two or three Gene songs. I said, are you going to play any of these songs? He said, well, anything could happen. Somebody could be yelling for Tush by ZZ Top. And I said, I've never jumped on stage with anybody. I jumped on stage with John Cafferty and the Beaver Brown Band. And he went, wow, yeah, that was a huge record. Yeah, that had a moment. People thought he was Bruce Springsteen.
We're just a bunch of guys from Jersey.
Yeah, I should have said that. They're just a bunch of guys from Jersey. All right, regarding the interview with Valen Hall, New 206 said, I know this is a cop-out answer, but it was all great. It was really interesting hearing about her UI career. I thought so, too. We love talking to Valen.
Yeah.
And now it's time for Text Impressions by Tim, where Dustin and Jeff sent me text to read in an impression, a type of voice that I don't know anything about until today, right now. Who are you going to force me to do poorly this week?
This week, we are staying topical as usual, and it's going to be Val Kilmer, but it's going to be Val Kilmer as Doc Holliday, not as Val Kilmer himself, before you even grab your throat.
Well, Johnny Ringo. You look like somebody just walked all over your grave. Here's the first line, and this comes from Dustin. I'm your Huckleberry. I'll shoot you twice before you hit the ground. Snort a rail off my revolver, then ride a stolen ostrich into a saloon, screaming about government mind control and the price of sarsaparilla. I got one hand in the afterlife, the other in a poker game with Elvis and Bigfoot, and baby, I never fold. Was that suitable?
Yeah, yeah, it's good. All right, let me get the other one.
I'm your Huckleberry, and I've uncovered the truth, darling. The OK Corral was a false flag orchestrated by lizard people. The OK Corral was a false flag orchestrated by lizard people in waistcoats. The bullets were filled with fluoride, and Wyatt Earp's mustache was a government listening device. I got a six-shooter in one hand and a copy of the Constitution in the other, drenched in peyote sweat and eagle tears. You want a duel? Fine. But first, let me finish yelling at this cactus. It's wearing a wire.
Yeah, that's funny.
And that was text impressions by Tim. I don't believe drinking is what I do best. You're no Daisy at all. You tell him I'm coming. And I'm bringing hell with me. Damn, what a good movie that is. Except for there are, a lot of the lines that Kirk Douglas has are kind of cringy. You know what I mean? Like, they're great. Yeah,
oh, Kurt Russell.
Kurt, what did I say?
Kurt Douglas.
Kurt Douglas. Kurt Douglas. Hey, God damn it. Nah, some of the lines that Kurt Russell says are cringy, but it's a great movie.
And, yeah. Oh, skin that smoke wagon. See what happens.
One makes me cringe. Is that when he slaps the shit out of Billy Bob Thornton?
Yeah.
Mister, you're starting to piss me off.
Come on, boy. Throw down.
I believe I'll just go. I got to go make a movie about being retarded.
I didn't see you were still there. You may go.
You may go.
Mm-hmm. You got them friend tribe taters.
What you doing with that lawnmower blade, Carl?
I'm going to kill you with it. I just go about getting a hold of the police.
Well, if you want to get a hold of the police, you dial 911. Now, Carl,
whack!
I got to watch that movie again. Dwight Yoakam, underrated actor, should have been in a lot more things.
Yeah.
His views.
Or.
Snooze.
Yeah, last week was The Studio, which is really good. You watched any of that yet?
Yeah,
I have.
So good.
Yeah, it's all three. It's nuts. The whole Kool-Aid thing is fucking crazy. Yep.
Is it based off of real stuff that happened in Hollywood? Because everybody's saying to watch it.
Yeah.
It's not so much based off real stuff. It was more like real people's reactions to a stupid premise.
Yeah.
You know, they want him to make a new franchise type movie, and the only thing that the company was able to license was Kool-Aid. Yeah. So they want to make a Jim Jones three-part movie, and they want Buscemi to be Jim Jones.
It's really good.
Bosch,
which I've watched a few of those. It's good. Final season.
Hey, Jeff, how many seasons are there of Bosch? Because there's two series, right? Legacy, and then there's one before it?
Yeah, there's the regular. I think that one maybe went seven seasons.
So there's like 10 seasons of Bosch I need to watch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How many episodes per season?
Yeah, like 8 or 10, probably.
Yeah, under 10.
Got a lot of TV to watch.
This week, Fuser's News, The Bondsman started today. It's that new Kevin Bacon show where he's playing the bounty hunter from hell.
Yeah. It looks good. He's like Ghost Rider without the flaming skull. You know.
Yeah. I think it looks good. The views for me.
Me too.
The Pulse. This is Netflix's answer to the Pit, their medical drama. That also starts this week.
Who's the star of it?
I don't know if I know any of the people that are in it.
That might be better.
Yeah.
Unknowns.
And then Lazarus starts on Adult Swim this week. This is the new show from the guy that made Cowboy Bebop. This looks really cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's about a guy. It's about a team of agents who, in the year 2052, have to find a vaccine to save humanity. And some of the action sequences were
designed by the guy that did John Wick.
Oh, it looks cool.
No, it's an animated show.
Yeah. It looks good.
Yeah, it looks pretty cool.
Adult Swim's coming out with some really nice adult stuff lately.
Yeah.
When are they going to do comedy again?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, at least it's quality, if nothing else.
Have you seen this trend now where they take some anime studios style and they're redoing memes in that style and it went viral and then the guy got mad?
Well, it's... Yeah, it's the production company that did The Flying Castle and like all of those Academy Award winning anime stuff from Japan. And what's crazy about that is in the world of like YouTube movie reaction videos,
right?
There are channels that will react to those movie Gimli Studios. That's who it is.
Yes.
And they will react to those and it will be up. And on YouTube, you know, they have that three strikes and they'll pull your channel. Three copyright strikes, which are different than warnings. And what'll happen is Gimli is diabolical. They will let you put out three of them and then they'll hit you with all three and wipe the channel out.
Oh, wow.
So he is the most litigious production company out there, worse than Warner Brothers when it comes to copyright strikes. And when this came out, I was like, you guys could have copied anybody's style, but you chose the worst one to go with, man. That's crazy.
Well, the cat's out of the bag. They were using ChatGPT to do these, and ChatGPT, of course, not doing it anymore. But the cat's out of the bag. You're not going to be able to stop it. Somebody can find the prompts and get another thing to do it. Although Spirited Away, by the way, is my favorite. And I like Princess Mononoke. Yeah. Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
Grok won't do it either. So that's good. Yeah. Leave Ghibli alone. All right. My staff pick this week. I follow this channel called Hats Off Entertainment Channel on YouTube. It talks about old movies and TV shows. And this week he released an episode called Where's Rodney? Now, I figured Jeff would know this. I didn't know that this existed. There was a sitcom made in the late 80s called Where's Rodney about Jeff Lieb. I mean, a guy that was obsessed with Rodney Dangerfield, who was able to manifest Rodney into his world for advice. Now, this kid is a high schooler, and he has posters of Rodney all over his house. Do you remember this, Jeff?
No. Was it on Fox when we didn't have Fox?
Never aired. The problem was Hanna-Barbera was involved with it. You got to watch the video to see why it never did anything. And it overall, it's talking about a little bit of some of these comedians who got shows, probably too old to get shows that people would watch. The idea that the premise for this show, Where's Rodney, though, is a very good premise. It just never got picked up. They only made one episode.
Oh, okay.
But it looks like the kid will go, hey, Rodney, and he'll show up, hey, what are you doing? Yeah, okay.
It sounds like they stole that idea for Big Mouth.
What's Big Mouth?
Yeah, a little bit.
The animated show where the kid has the monster that's his, like, raging hormones that pops up next to him and tells him things.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay, here it is. In 1990, Dangerfield was involved in Where's Rodney, an unsold TV pilot, starring Jared Rushton as a teenager who's also named Rodney, who could summon Dangerfield whenever he needed guidance about his life.
I mean, that's a perfect pitch.
Yeah.
I know, but I don't think Rodney wanted to do it. His contract said he would only be in it for a minute 30 every episode, and the problem was that the rest of the show was just terrible.
Right.
Yeah.
But if you find an episode of it, there might be one on YouTube. I don't know. But if you find it, I want to watch it. All right. That's my stat pick.
Mine is Kill Tony coming to Netflix on the 6th.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's starting already.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
This is the special, the hour long Kill Tony episode.
I think I'll watch that before I watch his stand up special.
Yeah.
Let's see. Mine is, I think you'd used it as a Views or Snooze a few weeks ago, but Happy Face.
Yeah, I've watched all of them. It's good so far.
It's okay. He's definitely not Hannibal Lecter by any means. Right. But seeing him as a bad guy, the premise is kind of neat. You know, not know your father had this whole other life.
Dennis Quaid is really good.
Yeah.
as the guy.
All right. Thank you, gentlemen. I would like to say that Trambles episode 50 was the 50th one to come out, and that is available on the YouTube, or not the YouTube, that is available in the audio-only podcatcher stuff for Radio Labyrinth. I enjoyed this week's episode. It was just me talking about waiting for Gene Simmons and making goofy commercials, which I like to make. And by the way, all the music for those goofy commercials is AI generated, so I don't have to pay anybody or worry about it. The Popcast is my weekly radio show on WSB, Saturdays at 7 p.m. If you live in Atlanta, check it out. Anywhere you can listen to it on the WSB radio app, or you can wait for the following Monday and you can listen to it as a podcast. Last week, who did I have on? Who did I have on last week?
Those Stranger Things kids.
Finn.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I had the guy. Then they made me take the video down because of shorts. Thank you for doing that, Dustin.
Oh, that's not a problem. I can remove easy. I just can't add.
the cast of Hell of a Summer, also the co-writers and directors. Go see that movie. This week, as I already mentioned, it's Titus Welliver and Gene Simmons. And then coming soon, Pat Boone, who I'm interviewing tomorrow.
No way.
Pat Boone.
90-year-old Pat Boone. That is right. He has a new song coming out, a charity thing. He's very involved in water, clean water in Tanzania.
Hmm. Oh.
And so we're going to talk about that. And I've been told that at 90 years old, he's full of energy and loves to talk. So we'll see how that turns out. And a couple other things coming up. I'll be speaking with Dave Mattingly, who runs Eddie's Attic. It'll be
nice.
Oh, cool.
Find out why they kicked Eddie out.
Who's Eddie?
Eddie from Eddie's Attic.
Oh, why they kicked him out of the attic?
Yeah.
Starting fires. Hey, you can become a Radio Labyrinth Patreon by going to patreon.com/Tim Andrews. Check out the new tiers and the new levels. And, of course, next week we'll be back to doing the live radios in the dark, streaming the show, and you can join us. I think we're going to do another week where we don't charge.
Yeah, we'll get one more.
Another week for open for everybody, not just Patreon.
Right. And maybe the pollen will be gone, but it won't.
No, it'll be worse.
Nah, it won't be worse next week. Why would it be worse?
Just cut.
The rains will take away most of it, and it'll just start over again. So.
Yep. Yep. Bastards. Hey, listen, if you're going to sign up to be a new Patreon member, please don't use the app on the Apple iPhone, because they take 30% off the top.
Yeah, you can watch it and use the Apple app all you want, but if you're going to sign up, go to the web page on your browser and do it.
But we do like to thank our producers, our executive producers, who come in at the $25 level. And this week, we will thank them again. John Allen, thank you. Matt Carter, Chris Chandler, Mike D, Jim Fortner, Terry Fuller, Roby Neely, Jeff Peterson, Tim Slayton, and Brian and DJ Chelsea Smith. Remember to like, rate, and review us on, if you're just listening, if you're on YouTube, subscribe and click like and comment and share and ask us questions. We have all sorts of fun doing that kind of stuff. We love reading your comments, so the more the merrier, I say. What say you, fellas?
Yeah. Yes. Comment more.
Yeah, please comment more. Please, we need your comments. And I need to go drink some cough syrup, so I'm going to do that right now. And until next week, please remember to
keep it canon.
Now, they say all good things come to an end.
What's that got to do with this show?
Lost in the radio.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.